If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello there and welcome to another Eurogamer newscast. This week we're talking about Sony's PlayStation 5 Slim announcement, which was just a few days ago. Joining me this week, as ever, it's Eurogamer's news team. We've got Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
And Liv Nunn.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips. So I think we were all kind of expecting a PlayStation 5 redesign. Not only had it been leaked a few times, we'd seen photos of actually what the shell of the console was going to look like. Turns out very similar. Even Microsoft was expecting it. It mentioned in court when it was talking to the FTC earlier this year about its plans that it expected Sony to do a hardware revision before Christmas, and here we are. But stop me if anyone was surprised when Sony, I mean, I think we're all surprised when they just dropped it out of the blue at 5 o'clock. Was it like Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, I did. I was about to shut down my computer and then had to sort of come back and have a look at. I'm not going to lie, it doesn't look great. I think it's a really ugly console.
But, before or after or both?
I think the original PlayStation 5 is a better looking console than the new. It's not actually called a PlayStation 5 Slim though, is it? I know that's what we were all kind of dubbing it before.
That is what the internet has called it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think you put Slim in inverted commas.
But I think that Slim is fugly AF.
Wow, say what you really think.
I mean, so it didn't start out as a looker though, did it, the PS5? And they kind of somehow managed to make it worse.
It's awful. Like, I hate it so much, Tom. Sorry. I hate it.
These are opinions.
Yeah. I don't think the original is that bad. And I think I guess we'll talk about the specs in a minute, but the digital-only version, I think, looks quite nice, Slim. The reason it looks bad is the big bulky disk drive on the side.
We should talk about
and that's
the hump.
Obviously, that's how they've obviously slimmed it, is to sort of make that optional, but now it's got this weird hump on the side, which looks odd. I think without that, I actually think it looks fine.
Okay, yeah, I will give you that.
I just generally prefer black consoles to white, so this with the black faceplates will look better.
Oh, I've heard it called faceplates.
Well, yeah, that's it.
I think
I've heard it called
really
a hump, a bump, a bulge,
a lump. I mean, none of them sound particularly nice, do they?
Interesting choices.
No.
Module.
No.
I think the thing that bugs me the most about this, though, just to quickly get like my ranty bit of this podcast out of the way early, is that stupid little kickstand that it has to stand it sideways. It just looks bad.
Oh, so that it's like a little bit of plastic that goes underneath so you can lay it down horizontal.
Like you'd get on a bike, but not nearly as nice. It's just, I don't like it, Tom. I'm sorry.
Is it kind of, it's transparent, isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was like a chrome.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's the picture I was looking at. I've only seen that one picture of it on its side with the little leg propping it up. And then you have to buy an extra bit of kit to stand it upright.
That's the worst thing. That is absolutely the worst thing.
And it's, what, 30?
That used to be included in it.
Right?
You used to pay for that already.
Like, and I like the fact that, like, oh, it's compatible with all PlayStation 5 consoles. Well, the PlayStation 5, as it was, had a stand. And I mean, I don't really look at my stand, if I'm honest. But $30 or 30 quid for that disc?
$30.
I've zoomed in on the picture, and it does look like it's transparent.
Oh.
The horizontal
stand, yeah.
Yeah. So that's for people who've got a PS5 here, are you horizontal or are you vertical people?
Vertical, but that is because the original console for me is too, well, I have it vertical, so it's too tall and also too wide to fit snugly in the sort of gap that you would get in like a television unit to go underneath it. And also, you want it to have a lot of air around it and space because you don't want it to overheat and you don't want the fan to be wearing too much, which is a problem I definitely had with PS4s. So for me, I'm like, I want there to be air around it so it doesn't overheat. I did, however, buy an entirely new TV unit just for it.
Oh, wow.
Just because I also bought, well, I treated myself because my credit card slipped on Amazon and I bought a PlayStation 5 on launch and also a new TV, which was a bigger TV. But because the PlayStation, I wanted to be vertical, I wanted that next to the TV screen. And there wasn't enough space in my old TV unit to have them next to each other because it wasn't wide enough. So I had to go and buy an entirely new TV unit so that I could have the TV on it and the PlayStation next to it because it wouldn't fit underneath in the gap and I didn't want it on the floor. So it was a whole thing.
So actually your total outlay for the PlayStation 5 was a lot more.
Too much.
Sony should sell, like they do a kickstand, they should do a TV unit as well. Like the PlayStation branded TV unit with the right space inside for you to lay your PS5 down with enough air around it so it doesn't overheat.
Yep.
Why don't they do that?
They should do that.
I feel quite horrified now to tell you, Ed, mine's on the floor.
The dust, Victoria. The dust.
So mine's in my lounge. And if you imagine my TV is here and my unit is here and then it's on the floor at the side of the unit.
Next to a scented candle. So not only have you got dust, but you've also got
fire,
like wax particles.
I mean, they're not like sandwiched together. There is space between.
This horrifies me.
Does it get dog hair in as well from the captain?
Not that I've noticed. It still runs great. So, I feel like
I'll vacuum the filters.
No, but now I feel like I maybe should. I'll do that after this podcast. I'll go and have a little TLC for my PS5.
If you take the face plates off, well, I've got like an air blaster thing, so you can take the face plate off and then you can blast the fan and it spins and all the dust comes off.
I did not know you could do that. Okay, I'd
recommend.
So I don't actually have a PS5. Liv, do you have a PS5? Can't remember now.
No, I don't.
Okay,
have one.
So I think we're in a camp of like 50-50 people who don't have a PS5 and people who do. Liv, as someone who doesn't at the moment, does this redesign make you more or less likely to buy a PlayStation 5?
It makes me want to buy a PlayStation 5 so that I can get the original version and not have to get the slim version.
It's marketing for you.
I know. That's how you do marketing. Show me something more ugly and I will want to get the original. That's,
like the original wasn't so bad after all.
Yeah.
So you want the bigger, heavier model, the launch model. And is that because you want the disk drive one and you don't want the hump, bump, lump?
Yeah, it's just comparing the disc models, I think that the slim just looks so much worse than how it used to. And like, and if it's going to cost me the same,
yeah,
I'm going to buy the one that I think looks nicer.
So we should talk about price, right? Because in the past, slim models are often designed to bring the price down. After a few years, the existing components become cheaper, they become smaller. This is actually something that I talked to Phil Spencer about back at Gamescom. He said that actually this generation, that it really isn't happening to the same degree. So although it is a bit smaller, if Sony is making more money, or rather it's not losing as much money on each PlayStation 5 sold, it's not moving those savings onto the customer. And in fact, in America, the digital version actually costs a bit more. So the new look PS5 will cost $480 here in the UK, $500 in the US, which is, I believe, what the disc version costs currently. The digital version is $390 here in the UK, $450 in America. And in America, that is a $50 increase on what it was previously.
So, the other thing with that, and I've only got the dollar price to hand, but yeah, so the new look is $500 and the disc is $450. That's what you just said, right?
Yeah.
But then the disc drive is $80. So if you buy the digital one and then decide, actually, I really want to get the disc drive, I've changed my mind, that actually costs more than buying them separately than it would do to just buy the whole thing. So if you're unsure, why would you buy the digital one? Like, you have to be really sure that you want the digital one, otherwise you've got to pay a premium to then change your mind.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't done that math.
I think it's also the case, we talked about this when it was announced, that in my mind, at the PS5's original launch, the standard model was very much the one with the disc drive. And then the sort of optional one that you could choose if it was what you wanted was the digital one, which I think that there was a lot less stock of. It was cheaper, but you were sort of choosing to not have one of the features and then pay a bit less for it. This time around, even if you just look at how it's manufactured, the standard model now seems to be the one without the disc drive lump. And then you can choose to have the lump included, or you can buy the lump separately. But the standard model now seems to be the digital one, which is interesting.
See this as the companies generally getting towards an all digital console future, because I reckon when we have like PS6, I reckon it'll be focused on digital gameplay.
Yeah, I agree. And in that case, then, being mindful of what we talked about a few weeks ago with Microsoft and its plans that leaked, which may now be changed, but its plans from a few years back for its refresh of Xbox consoles, then planned for 2024. You know, we criticize Microsoft for going all digital all the way through. You know, the new Series X will be digital, with seemingly, back then anyway, no plans for a disc lump bump or plug-in thing. And that was quite unpopular with Eurogamer readers anyway. Is it good that Sony is offering this choice, at least?
I think it's always good to give people a choice. I know we've spoken about this before in the podcast, about how, you know, many of us do enjoy to have physical releases of our games for, you know, a variety of reasons. Like, I have all the Uncharted's on physical discs because I love Uncharted, and that's something I want to actually own, kind of thing. So I do think it's good that they are giving you a choice, but I still think, as much as I like the physical releases myself, I still think we are heading towards a digital-only future.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Like, I also prefer to have, well, I say this, I prefer to have the physical copy, but the vast majority of my PlayStation games are digital. So if I didn't have the disc drive, I would probably just get used to it. And if that's the future, then so be it. But I think it is nice to have the option. I think maybe with the PlayStation 6, we could end up with a, well, I don't know if we'll end up with a similar thing of an optional disc drive, but how will that be integrated into the design? Or will that literally be a sort of completely separate plug-in thing?
I think PS6 and the next Xbox, you're talking 2028. I think no discs anywhere, shape or form. It's either digital downloads or cloud.
I'm just thinking, because I also have an Xbox and it does have a disc drive, but I actually never play it. I've only ever used my disc drive on my Xbox for Blu-rays, as in like films if I happen to still have them from, again, I like to have some films on physical, like my James Bonds, generally. And I don't know if that's more because I use Game Pass a lot more than I use PlayStation Plus, maybe. I don't know, but I don't think I've ever used my disc drive for a game on my Xbox.
I haven't either, which sort of makes me think, oh, well, should we have just got an S rather than an X? But then the X is more powerful, so there is that difference between them.
Yeah.
Rather than it just being a digital machine with the same capabilities. So I think there's a slight difference there.
I take it these two PlayStations, the one with the digital, the one with the disc, there's no change in power between them. It is literally just an add-on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the same stats.
Which is another thing. Do we think that with this change, this is obviously just them changing up the model, are we also going to get a PS5 Pro at some point, or are they just not going to bother with that for this generation?
The suggestion is from the leaker Tom Henderson, who correctly leaked the fact that these consoles were coming with a detachable disc drive, who also correctly leaked the Project Q handheld device, that Sony is going to do another PS5 model next year, and codename Trinity, because Sony likes codenaming its models with things after characters from the Matrix. Morpheus was PlayStation VR, and there was Neo as well, and that will be the power bump, where presumably it's like the PlayStation 4 Pro and the Xbox One X, that sort of properly by then mid-gen we need a bit more power in it. Again, that's something that I talked to Phil Spencer about at Gamescom, and he seemed pretty reluctant to do it, and if those plans from the leaks with the FTC stand up, it seemed to be that yes, they were going to do the form factor change, as PlayStation has just done, but not the boost in power, because they already have two kind of console power points that all developers need to aim their games towards in the X and the S. So they've got those already, and that's it for the rest of the generation when they remodel the current existing machines at the current existing power.
What do you guys think of Sony's handheld device? Slight tangent, but I'm curious about your thoughts on it.
I mean, it's like a remote play handheld, isn't it? So you can play PS5 games. It's a bit Wii U.
I think it's a bit pointless, but my partner really wants one, so we'll probably have one in this house. And I'll
your
probably
partner is a
it.
Fan of new technology.
This is true.
How much do you think it will get used?
It will be bought and used for a couple of days and then gather dust until I start using it reluctantly to make use of it.
Oh, but maybe your credit card will slip again and you'll get a new shelving unit for it.
For a handheld, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got somewhere to put it.
They'll sell a shelving lump just for the handheld that you can stick on the end of your current shelving. Yeah. To show it off.
Well, that's the other thing. The shelving is like PlayStation at one side, and then you've got the Xbox at the other, because that has to be vertical. So that also doesn't fit underneath. And then I've got the Switch on it as well, which is actually behind the TV, because you want to be able to lift it upwards. So that also doesn't fit under the TV. So none of these consoles fit underneath.
See, I go Xbox. I have a Series X, and I go I go horizontal for it. I have it facing out of the TV unit with
really?
The vent face first. Yeah, because in the winter time, if you sit in front of the vent, it really warms you up.
So imagine Tom with blankets and his Xbox, like holding his hands up.
Yeah.
Save on heating.
That guy, I mean, both of them get pretty toasty. That's the whole point, right? I remember when the Xbox launched and there were those memes of people vaping into it and smoke coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And Microsoft had to come out and say, please,
it's on fire. You know,
we can't believe that we need to say this, but please don't vape into your Xbox. They do get hot, but that's the point. That mean it's doing its job. That heat should not be inside the console. It should be whooshed out of it. And yeah, so I have mine horizontal, faces me, and it pumps the hot air out of the TV unit away. And I happen to sit, you know, most people sit in front of their TVs. So.
I don't think I've ever seen a Series X horizontal before.
Because it's quite a deep TV unit. It just looks, you know, just looks like you just see the top of it, I suppose, which is just a square.
Yeah.
It's quite neat. It sits in there.
I suppose your disk, do you have to go around the side to your disk drive, or you tend to just play digitally as well?
Well, this is the thing. I just don't use the disk drive, so it doesn't really matter. And I think there's a USB port on there too that I just permanently keep my rechargeable thing for the controller docked into. It just sits there.
Ed's really not happy with how we've laid out our homes. Liv, how do you have your consoles? Quickly, make the Trinity and upset Ed.
All my old consoles, like my PS1, PS2, PS3, they were all on the floor, on carpet. Then when I got a PS4, no, it's okay. When I got a PS4, I got a stand for it. It's okay. My PS4 has a little stand to stand on.
For what it's worth, my Xbox is not on the floor. My Xbox is on a unit. And then my Switch is on top of the Xbox.
Covered in scented candle wax.
How did you know? So looking at it now, that's good.
The other weird thing about the PS5 is there's no release date for anywhere outside of America. And even in America, it's after existing stock runs out. So it very much feels like this is just... It's quite a low-key, I think, redesign. It's the same power. It's probably slightly cheaper for them to make. They're only making one form factor now, the digital version, and then they're making the lump as well, which probably streamlines some of their production processes. But yeah, it will be out 10th of November or around then when current stocks run out. And then at some point after then in the rest of the world. It's all pretty
vague. Very casual.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. It's not really a new console launch. It's just them revising their production line and not necessarily passing the saving onto the consumer and then charging us for a vertical stand.
And charging people more in America for the digital version, which, by the way, didn't go up here because, as you may remember, they already put the prices up in the UK. So we've been paying that extra for a while.
Did they make much of a fanfare with, I'm trying to remember, like the PS2 had like the slim version of it, and you had the PS1 rather than PlayStation 1. The 3, yes. got a change of design where it's the sliding top for the disc rather than the actual disc drive, which I hate, but my PS3 broke and I had to buy a new one.
That slidey thing was such a terrible idea. I'm glad that they realised that very quickly.
It's so cheap. I really, really dislike it. But I got like the yellow light of death, so I had to buy a new one.
They did make more of a fanfare for those, but then they were more noticeable redesigns. The PS2 Slim from the original PS2 was something like a third of the size. It was...
Yeah.
Suddenly quite an attractive console to have next to your TV rather than the hulking VCR-sized lump of black plastic that the original PS2 was. Whereas this, I mean, if the man on the street went into a shop and saw the new PS5, I would not be surprised if he did not realize that it's a different PS5 than the one that launched back in 2020.
Yeah. I take it all the things, like, you know how they're selling the Spider-Man 2 plates, for example, they will still fit. If you buy those plates, you will then be able to move them onto your sort of slimmer version. Like, that's still the same.
It would be wild.
Diameters.
It would be wild if that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
But isn't it four plates now on the new one, rather than two?
Because if you have to have that bit which you can remove for the potential disc attachment...
Oh, what's what you mean?
I don't know if the old plates fit.
Well, I guess they probably would, but it just means you won't get that gap down the middle.
You wouldn't be able to have the disc drive attachment.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or you put one plate on one side and then keep that as it is. So you can have a black and a white console.
Ooh, like a domino. And I'm picturing Spider-Man down one side with all the sort of venom tentacles and then just your little loop on the edge.
Weird.
That kickstand.
Well, it's fair to say there's some mixed reactions here to the new PS5 Slim. But it's here and yeah. We'll have to see. I mean, Sony, PS5s are flying off the shelves. Do they really need to do something dramatic and reinvent the wheel? No. Like, people are very happily buying PlayStation 5s at the moment. There's nothing, like, inherently wrong with it. There's no massive design flaw that they need to fix. A lot of people have thoughts about the design, but... Yeah.
They've missed a trick by announcing that it's coming in November, so it'll be after, like, you know, Spider-Man comes out, which is one of their biggest games of the year.
I think this is it's probably about as late as they could do it without it leaking, because when you're moving physical objects like these around the world, people take photos, things fall off the back of pallets and end up on eBay, and 4 weeks out, this is sort of that time where it's now or someone else puts a grainy photo on 4chan and it ends up on Reddit. And there was one, which hardware revision was it? I think it was the PS3 Slim, where, you know, like someone was playing it and had it in their living room in the UK and Sony still hadn't announced it yet. They've got it like 2 weeks early and we were asking Sony, can you acknowledge the fact that someone in the UK has this in their living room right now, and their official line still was, this does not exist, even though, you know, it was made in China 3 months ago, shipped to the UK 2 months ago, has been sat in a warehouse for a month, and now someone's got it in their living room. Yeah.
I was just remembering as well, they've already revised the PlayStation slightly. I was just remembering 30th of August last year, there were new models spotted in Australia that then I think became the standard, which were slightly lighter and had chips that were more widely available. So they have slowly sort of changed it, but those things, again, that didn't have a release date or anything. It was just revising the model over time, and this is just the standard kept quiet. I guess this is a more visual redesign, so they want to make more of a note of it, but it sort of... it's the same sort of thing, really. It's just a bit more of an official thing of, we've absolutely made it lighter, rather than just a sort of subtle change that they've already done.
It is much closer to that kind of, we've changed some parts inside. It will be a refresh. The current model will sell out. We're not going to sell it alongside it. It's not another option. It's the new default. And the reason it's lighter, of course, is because, you know, they've taken bits out to do with the hard drive, unless you buy the one with the bump, and it is more similar to that. Maybe next year, if and when they release the PS5 Pro or whatever it's called, I think there'll be much more of a push behind that.
Yeah,
and there'll probably be a game to go alongside it that really makes the most out of that extra hardware oomph. And now I'm trying to think what Sony has for 2020 for that they could launch more powerful hardware with.
Ghost of Tsushima 2. Is there not a sequel then? Oh, and Returnal 2. Is there not a sequel to Returnal in the works?
Don't think so.
Oh, it's just Housemarque doing something.
New game. Yeah, they are. They'll be working on something new, but...
Uncharted 6, if we count Lost Legacy as 5. Which areas you can't.
Horizon multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Aloy's getting a next outing as well. They confirmed that there will be a third Aloy adventure.
Or will it boost VR? And we might get a decent VR game. Because that was a big thing with the PS4 Pro, was that it was better for VR.
True.
I'm sure all the people who have a VR 2 will be excited about that.
The Last of Us multiplayer. The Last of Us Part 3. So many things I want, Sony.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. let's wrap it up. Thanks, everyone, if you've made it this far. It's much appreciated. You've learned all about how we stack our consoles.
Some of us more particularly than others.
Which I think we'll all agree is well.
Some of them well. Some of them a fire hazard. And you've also got a top tip on how to heat your home this Christmas. Play an Xbox Series X under a blanket. It's not great for Series X, but it's good for you.
Oh, this is your equivalent to reading under the covers at nighttime.
Yeah, but a lot more warm. Thanks everyone for watching. Ed, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at @ed_knights pretty much everywhere.
And Victoria?
I am at Little Chop Shop Gal pretty much everywhere.
And Liv?
I am at Just Cast Holy pretty much everywhere.
And I am at Tom Phillips, if you can find me, on some places. Thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
See you then.
Bye.